Florida's Rapid Recovery, Sanibel Causeway Damaged by Hurricane Ian to Reopen. By Hannah Blow on October 11, 2022. The Sanibel Causeway, which was damaged by Hurricane Ian, will reopen to civilians this month and is already open to emergency vehicles, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announced on Tuesday. The Sanibel Causeway, which connects Sanibel Island and Captiva to Florida's mainland, collapsed and was damaged in three different areas due to the massive Category 4 storm, which hit Florida's west coast before exiting on the east coast and making a second U.S. landfall. DeSantis said on Tuesday that the causeway was severed in three different locations, and they were flying in search and rescue immediately after the storm passed. But we also understood that there was going to be a lot of need for services because we needed to make sure we can rebuild these islands, including Sanibel, he said, noting that they moved rapidly to open access to Pine Island. And now, they have made similar progress for the Sanibel Causeway, as it is now open to emergency vehicles. Any minute now, right behind us, the temporary Sanibel Causeway repairs that have already been undertaken will allow this massive convoy that you see out there are actually going to be able to cross Sanibel Causeway and drive onto the island today, he said. This includes Lee County Electrical Cooperative, FPL, Duke, and other partners. I said over a week ago, we wanted Lee County to have more linemen anywhere, and you've seen that. He continued, adding that this access will help speed up the recovery process on the island. For those of you who've been out on that island, you know, you see concrete poles, utility poles snapped in half, and that's actually a pretty common sight to see. So it is going to require a lot of manpower. It's going to require a lot of effort, but it's something that will be done, he said before announcing that the bridge will be open for civilian use October 21st. Watch. The update comes on the heels of the governor announcing that there are over 99% of Floridians with power other than some of the LSEC, Lee County Electric Cooperative, pockets.